sheer diversity of what we're doing, of how many activities come within this umbrella of wargaming, and how important, therefore, it is to forge these connections and to understand how widespread these activities are and how much we have to learn from one another. That said, we are not a representative audience. We've come, we've chosen to come. Many others have prejudged and chosen not to come. And we must continue to press and understand and work in the context of most people needing to be persuaded currently that we are still pushing the rock uphill. We haven't won in any sense, though we're certainly going in the right direction. Now, talking about going in the right direction, we don't have time now, as we did at the end of the first Connections Conference a year ago, to have an open forum about the way forward with Connections itself. However, that makes it all the more important that we hear from you in terms of feedback as to how we take this event forward. This is the second annual conference. We're hoping that we will continue with this series, that we'll continue to grow and reach new constituencies. But that is only going to happen if you tell us what worked and, as I said earlier about wargaming, what didn't. More importantly, what didn't work, what we shouldn't do in the future, as well as what we should do more of. Okay? What balance would you like to see between lectures, breakout sessions as we had here, actual hands-on gaming? What about the length of the conference? What about the venue of the conference? We talked last time about moving potentially between European countries, and there's a very strong representation here from a number of overseas countries. So Connections UK is a misnomer, except in the sense that it's currently the location. All those sorts of issues we need to hear your feedback about. That's all I have to say. Tom will now say how to give that feedback, and then Graham will close the conference.
Okay. One of the results coming out of this conference is that we have a volunteer who's going to run a LinkedIn group. That will take a couple of weeks to set up. So there will be a group on LinkedIn specifically for Connections UK. I will be sending out a SurveyMonkey form. It might not be SurveyMonkey, but it'll be a hyperlink to ask you to fill in to provide feedback. We have changed the conference based on feedback from last time. So you really do have a say. So please, could you provide feedback? I have to say that the last set of feedback was the highest amount of feedback that we've ever had in anything that I've been involved in. So thank you very much for that. And the last bit is the website, www.professionalwargaming.co.uk. There are a number of links. So there were things that were brought up referring to documents, you know, the effectiveness of games in education and evidence against those, six uses for a bad model, things like that are all available on the website. And the presentations that you saw here will be available for download. And there will be podcast oblique MP3 files, suitably edited in some cases, and slightly delayed in other cases, just to check where people were speaking on behalf of someone else. But they will go up in due course. I wasn't planning to. We'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, I think it's important that we have that link. Last year we had the conference at the same time, inadvertently. Well, at least we've tried to avoid that this year, and I think it's a good thing to build on.
Dave, question?
Yeah. Yes, could you possibly make a master list of email addresses? I know you're doing the LinkedIn, but also could there be a master list of email addresses? We have that great thing that shows who everybody is, what company they're with. It just would be nice to have their email address.
Which I've got, because I've just deleted the column with those in, because I wasn't sure if I was allowed or people would object.
As part of the feedback, we will ask people if they're happy for this to be circulated.
Just don't put it
on the internet.
Get more spam.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, could you just hit the button and bring the screen up? In that case, as I said at the start, that was a very warm welcome. This is a huge thank you. Those last few sessions, just gold dust. And I was scribbling 3 points per syndicate. That's about 17 pages of notes there. So that feedback is just brilliant. Thank you very much indeed for all that and all the other contributions. I just wanted to finish off, because you remember I said that, and I'm glad it's been sort of quoted a couple of times. I'm now rather more confident that the ball is going to be pushed even faster, but it is still uphill. I would just reiterate the immediate goal, if you like, the immediate challenge is to institutionalise all this. So it moves from being us lot, individuals, to being recognised and appreciated institutionally. The aspiration beyond that, and one of the things that I have learned, which I hadn't thought about, I think Phil's way ahead of me in this, is to actually get our, in the military, the junior officers, or in the business, the business people, to be assessed on their ability to use and employ war games. And that, for me, is a real bold, hairy-assed goal. It's way up there. We've got the immediate aspiration of institutionalising it, but if we can achieve that aspirational stretch target where people are assessed on their ability to use war games, my personal feeling is we will have cracked it. I don't know if it's possible, but certainly I think that's where, in the long term, we might think about heading. So that's where I would like to see us go in the future. But there you go. Thank you very much indeed again. That was absolutely cracking. See you next year, if not sooner. Good.
One of the things we were talking about in last session,